In the digital age, social media has become a very important part of our lives. However, beneath its glossy surface lies a dark reality that parallels the drug epidemic of the past. Now, this thought-provoking podcast delves into the alarming similarities between addiction to drugs and addiction to social media. Now, by examining the effects on individuals and society as a whole, we shed light on these hidden perils of excessive social media usage and explore the notion that many people today are unknowingly ensnared in its addictive grip. Stay tuned. FCFBA Talk Radio coming up next. Hey guys, it's FCFBA Talk Radio, and look, you don't want to miss any episodes. You never know when they're coming. So why not subscribe? That way you get notifications to your device, letting you know when the latest episode's been dropped. Just click subscribe. Wherever you're listening now, click subscribe. And there you have it. FCFBA Talk Radio on your phone, on your laptop, on your gaming system, wherever you need it at. Make sure you subscribe, guys. You don't want to miss a beat. And FCFBA beat. All right, guys. Welcome back to yet another episode of FCFBA Talk Radio. I'm your host. And, you know, we're talking social media. I'm just kidding. Nah, this is a serious one, folks. One day I was chilling and I was like, man, it just hit me. And I had to do this episode. So we're going to start with the allure of escapism. I like to explore the escapism aspect of drug use in the past and social media use today. You know, they both offer temporary relief from reality, which can lead to dependence. So, the drug epidemic of the past and the current social media climate both offer an irresistible allure of what's called escapism. In the face of life's challenges and stresses, people, they tend to seek refuge in activities that allow them to, you know, momentarily detach from reality. So just as individuals turn to drugs for solace and, you know, a moment away, many find themselves drawn to social media platforms as a means of escape. And everyone knows these digital platforms provide a virtual world where a person can put themselves in a curated experience. They see captivating content, and they also feel a sense of belonging. Think of the many groups on Facebook, or, you know, the groups that you can create on various social channels. They offer an escape from the mundane and give people an opportunity to explore an idolized version of life. However, the danger lies in becoming reliant on these outlets as the primary source of fulfillment and connection. This can lead to a disconnection from the present moment and an erosion of authentic relationships. Y'all, stay tuned. I'll hit you with a quick ad and get right back to it, because this one gets a little deeper. FCFBA Talk Radio, we'll be right back. Well, quick break from the mundane, if you will. You guys looking for some good instrumentals to get you through the day? You need a little boost to your productivity? You want something to bump in the trunk while you're riding to work? Head into the store. Check out FCFBA Beats. I'm sure it's a beat in there for all of you. You know, we made plenty of them. Dropped them heavy on BandLab, across the board. Tune in today. Find your sound, and hey, You can even use a couple of them if you need them. FCFVA Beats. Do a Google search, Bing search, wherever you need to search. Find the beats, play the beats, hear the beats. Stay tuned. And we're back. So next up, we're gonna unveil the role of dopamine in drug addiction and correlation to social media engagement, also and examine how substances exploit reward pathways in the brain and these fuel addictive behavior. So both drug addiction and excessive social media use has a profound impact on our brain's reward system. Drugs can directly stimulate the release of dopamine, which is a neurotransmitter associated with pleasure and reward. This floods the brain with an intense sensation of euphoria. Similarly, social media engagement triggers the release of dopamine. Now, it may be in smaller doses, but it still elicits a pleasurable response. Whether it's the anticipation of likes, comments, notifications, the intense gratification that they bring, this fuels a cycle of reward-seeking behavior. Now, to touch on that, it's two types of people in the world, or maybe more, but we're going to talk about two real quick. You have the ones who take genuine photographs or, upload genuine images, and other people who take pictures and images simply to get a response from others online. That's the only reason they do it. They don't care about the moment. They don't care about so much about what they're taking a picture of. They're doing it simply to get a result. This dopamine rush reinforces the desire for continued drug use or social media engagement. That's the comparison between the two. And this leads to the potential development of addictive patterns. And over time, the brain can become wired and tries to seek out these dopamine spikes. And that makes it increasingly difficult to resist the allure of drugs or the pull of social media. Y'all, let's take a moment, hear from the sponsors. Be right back. Hey, if you're looking for more in-depth articles, if you want to expand or learn a little bit more about some of these podcast episodes found on FCFVA Talk Radio, head on over to FCFVA.com. Now, a lot of these podcasts, they get translated into text form, and some of them are actually taken from FCFVA.com. So if you want to dig a little bit deeper, you don't necessarily want to hear my voice. If you just want to read it yourself and hear your own voice, you can go on over to FCFVA.com and expand a little bit. And don't forget to register and create your profile. Y'all stay tuned. All right, and we're back. So, next up, we're going to investigate the psychological and emotional consequences of drug addiction. Also, highlight the similar negative impacts, such as anxiety, depression, low self-esteem associated with excessive social media use. If y'all don't think it's any connections between the two, then either A, you haven't experienced either, B, you're not listening. So, moving on, guys, trying to keep it light. So the consequences of drug addiction and excessive social media use extend far beyond the physical realm. Drug addiction often accompanies a range of psychological and emotional challenges. So the continuous use of drugs can result in things like anxiety, depression, paranoia, and a distorted sense of reality. Likewise, excessive social media use can contribute to feelings of inadequacy, low self-esteem, anxiety, and fear of missing out, or FOMO, F-O-M-O, FOMO. It's wild, but Most people wouldn't think this while they're on it, but it literally took me, because I've been there. I'm trying to tell you, I've been there. The endless scroll, I've been there. Getting up first thing in the morning, checking my phone, trying to see what everybody else is doing before I even start my, I've been there, you know? So this isn't just, I'm not trying to scold people or tell anybody anything what to do. It's like kind of concerning when you step away from it and you look at it. That's all. So the constant comparison to carefully curated lives and the pressure to present an idealized version of oneself, it can have a profound impact on mental well-being. Both addictions can undermine self-esteem, it can hinder authentic connections, and they also create a sense of emptiness or isolation. And understanding the psychological and emotional toll of these addictive behaviors is crucial in addressing their impact on individuals' overall well-being. And God forbid you do both. Oh, man. Like, sometimes we can be our worst enemy. And we don't even know it. We think that we're doing something that's okay. We think it's okay because other people do it. And it doesn't seem like it's hurting. But the effects are so gradual and so small that day by day, if you're taking a pinch, if you're moving a grain every day, you have a mountain of problems by the end of the week, by the end of the month, in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. How long have you been scrolling? Y'all stay tuned for word from the sponsors. Yo, keeping it quick. Stay tuned. You got more to come. Make sure you subscribe to FCFVA Talk Radio so you don't miss a beat. And also create your profile on FCFVA.com. Don't be shy. You're not gonna bite. Stay tuned. All right, next up, discussing the societal consequences of the drug epidemic, like broken families, crime rates, and I'll draw some parallels to the impact of social media on social relationships, mental health, and the erosion of authentic connections. Do y'all remember those? It's a meme that goes around, and it's like, bikes in front of a house, and you know, we're grown now, we're old, but some of us, like over a certain age, remember before everything was digital, online, and all of this, like you went to your friend's house, and even as we got older, you know, you could go to your friend's house, knock at the door, and it was fine to pop up on people. Now people will look at you like you're a fucking burglar, a thief, a stranger, people you've known for years. It's like strange that you're, you know, popping up on them, like, you know, people have gotten so strange that they have to think whether or not they want to speak to you in public and they know you. So yeah, moving on. The drug epidemic of the past and the widespread use of social media today have profound effects on society as a whole. As a lot of us know and experienced and went through, you know, back in the day. And sad to say, even today, the drug epidemic has resulted in broken families, increased crime rates, and overwhelmed healthcare systems, while devastating communities. The drug epidemic has left behind a trail of shattered lives and societal unrest. Now, similarly, the excessive use of social media has ushered in a new set of challenges for society. Think about the decline in face-to-face interactions, reduced productivity, and an erosion of social cohesion. These are just a few of the consequences. The quest for validation, the perpetuation of unrealistic standards, and the dissemination of misinformation, they've altered the fabric of our social dynamics. And furthermore, the addictive nature of social media can lead to social isolation. They can exacerbate mental health issues and contribute to the polarization of society. So guys, understanding the far-reaching ramifications of these phenomena is essential in addressing their impact on our collective well-being. I want y'all to think for a minute about a lot of the issues that have been raised in the past few years, recently. I don't know how to really say it because I'm speaking for myself, someone who's, you know, the age that I am, where I'm from, so I can't speak for everybody, but one thing's for sure, a lot of this stuff is bullshit. You know, a lot of these divisive, you know, tactics are bullshit. And it surprises me that such well-educated and intelligent people fall for it every time. But I'll save that for another episode, y'all. Take a short break and move on to the next segment after. Y'all stay tuned. Don't go anyplace. Get you something to drink, get a snack, get something. Because it gets deeper. FCFVA Talk Radio. I'll be right back. Hey, y'all looking for links to the FCFVA network? Head on over to I'm not going to delete and run it back. If you're looking for links to the FCFVA network, head on over to FidelCashflowVA.com. That's FidelCashflowVA.com. You can get your shop on, you can find the podcast, you can link up with FCFVA, the social side of things, right from that one site. So go on over there, check it out, click some links, holla back. So this next one, it's interesting. Shout out to cuz, you know, we're gonna lift the veil. We're gonna explore the deliberate design tactics employed by drug dealers, social media platforms to keep users hooked. I'm also going to shed light on the persuasive techniques and algorithms that are used to foster addiction. I hope I'm not boring y'all, because this, you know, it's not celebrity news or anything like that, but sometimes it can get a little boring. So stay tuned, stay up. Jog around your house and get back to it real quick. All right, moving on. So the addictive nature of drugs and social media, it's not a coincidence. It's often the result of a deliberate design tactic, which is employed by drug dealers and social media platforms. Drug dealers strategically craft addictive substances. They manipulate chemical compositions to enhance their potency and they create a stronger allure. Similarly, social media platforms employ sophisticated techniques to keep users engaged and addicted. Now, I'm gonna keep it real. You know, I'm not trying to fault anybody for what they do. You know, yeah, you can say drugs are bad, social media is bad, whatever. But there's also some benefits to both. There's some good drugs out there, and social media has helped people in some ways. You know? So don't take it like I'm knocking both. I'm just some comparisons, the darker side. So, you know, these platforms, they do invest heavily in understanding user behavior. They also employ persuasive techniques to capture and hold attention. Features like infinite scrolling, autoplay videos, push notifications, and personalized content recommendations are carefully designed to exploit psychological vulnerabilities and also to keep users hooked. And additionally, algorithms analyze user data and preferences to create personalized and addictive experiences. So have you ever been on there and, you know, the ads that pop up, you've been talking about bikes, you see an ad for a bike, you know, mentioning a certain movie you want to watch, boom, there's an ad for that. You thinking about a certain type of food, talking about it with your friends or to yourself, boom, there it is. Yeah. You've been scrolling, you like a couple things, and then you start seeing a bunch of stuff that you like that you haven't seen yet, but you like it, you know. Yeah, that's the algorithm. So again, while these tactics may boost engagement and profitability, they raise ethical concerns about the exploitation of human psychology and the responsibility of these platforms in promoting healthy online behaviors. And I'll tell you one thing about FCFVA.com. You may be a small fish in a big pond or a small fish in the ocean, but I tell you what, that fish is hungry and that fish is about to eat. It's no algorithms. It's nothing trying to drag you in. It's just generally good content. And I'm stating that because I'm backing it. My name's on that. Good content. We're in this for the long run. We're not trying to get any data out of anybody or build any, you know, we're not trying to do that. We're just trying to serve you with good content. Comment on it. Tell us what you want to see. You know, what you want to talk about. What you want broken down. What you want to discuss. That's all it is. It's for the people. FCFDA is for the people. That being said, stay tuned. One more break, and we're going to wrap this thing up. FCFDA Talk Radio. Alright, so this isn't technically an ad. I'm not really promoting anything. I'm just talking real quick. There's a lot of podcasts out here, and I did an article about these celebrities, millionaires, and these people who are already famous and have followings, and these corporations that are backing them, how they just came to the podcast side. They were doing other things. They had other endeavors, and then, you know, they saw podcasts growing and they hopped on it, but they're backed by millionaires. And it's like, for the independent podcasters such as myself and many others, we have to work 10 times harder just to keep our footing in our current rankings. I'm not even talking about getting better. I'm just talking about maintaining where we are. So don't fall for the tricks. You know, stop giving these people who are already rich, who already made a name for themselves, who already have shows where they have talking points. These are people with shows who do talking. Then they're coming over to podcasts and talking more about the same bullshit. Man, cut that shit off. Support the independent podcaster. It's plenty of them out here. Plenty of us out here. Don't keep feeding this big corporate machine that's backed by people who hate us in most cases. They're feeding us bullshit. Back to independence. And let's get back to FCFVA Talk Radio. All right, that was you took it there with that one. Okay, so now moving on. This is the unseen addiction. We'll discuss how many individuals today fail to recognize their social media addiction. Also, we'll address the normalization and acceptance of excessive social media use in society. Here we go. So, social media addiction remains largely unrecognized and underestimated in today's society. Unlike substance abuse, which often manifests in physical symptoms and visible signs of deterioration, social media addiction operates in a more subtle and unseen manner. Many individuals may not even be aware of the extent of their dependency on social media or the negative consequences it may have on their well-being. Now, the constant connectivity and availability of social media platforms make it look easy to overlook the addictive patterns that develop. Moreover, the normalization and widespread use of social media make it challenging to discern between healthy engagement and addiction. So let's run back to the example I had earlier. I have folks who take tons of photos. You know, people take pictures all day. But it's the people who take photos specifically to say, hey, I'm sure I can get 100 likes off of this one. Oh man, I'm gonna break 1,000 for this one. Life has become a game. You're playing a game. And you know, anybody who knows what reality is really all about, this shit's not a game. So, you know, y'all can play all you want with this social media bullshit. Look, like starts. Man, look, reality slaps you in the face. It's just not gonna be funny. It's not gonna be a game anymore. So, constant connectivity and the availability of social media platforms makes it easy to overlook the addictive patterns that develop. All right. And again, it makes it challenging to discern between healthy engagement and addiction. The lack of formal diagnostic criteria for social media addiction further contributes to its invisibility. And as a result, individuals may continue to engage in excessive social media use without recognizing the detrimental effects on their mental health, on their relationships, and on their overall quality of life. So it's crucial to raise awareness about the signs, the symptoms, and impact of social media addiction to encourage reflection, self-regulation, and also the development of healthy online habits. Sometimes you just got to pump the brakes, y'all. Doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong, but sometimes it could just get a little out of hand and you don't know it. That's all. It's an unseen addiction. And trust me, people want to get mad at the elders. They say, hey, you need to put your phone down. Why you got the phone at the table? You can't do nothing without that phone. They're not picking with you. If they're seeing something that you don't see, it's almost like, hey, you take a person that's in an abusive relationship. You think it's okay for the motherfucker to slap the shit out of you. You think it's normal because it became your normal, but it's not right. You know what I mean? You're dealing with some bullshit in your household, and you're dealing with it because you've accepted it as your normal. Break out of it. Wake up. It's not a dream. This is real. You only have one life to live, and none of us asked to be here. So while we're here, we got to make the right choices to make the best out of life, make the most out of life. You don't want to go through life being told what to do, being pointed in this direction, led in this direction. Who's leading you? Who's pointing you? That's the question. Y'all stay tuned. I'm about to wrap it up. FCFVA is back. All right, so in closing, wrap this bad boy all the way up, put a bow on it, put it up under the tree, throw it in the mailbox, ship it out, done. To wrap this thing up, as we draw comparisons between the drug epidemic of the past and the pervasive influence of social media today, it becomes evident that both addictions share alarming similarities. So the detrimental effects on individuals and society can't be ignored. Recognizing the dangers of excessive social media usage and raising awareness about its addictive nature is crucial. So by encouraging healthier digital habits and fostering genuine connections, we can reclaim our lives from the grip of this modern day epidemic. Guys, I don't even know y'all, some of y'all, a lot of y'all. I just want y'all to be safe. I want y'all to be the best you can possibly be, because that's what I want for myself, and that's what I want for those that I love in my life. I'm not out here trying to tell anybody how to live their lives. I'm just trying to bring up some things that I notice, on this journey that I'm taking. So don't claim to know it all. I'm not an official anything in any in any aspect, but one thing about it, I have something in between my ears and I know how to use it. So y'all, I hope you took this in a way that needed to be taken, this podcast episode, and think twice before you spend another few hours just doing things without thinking. Think twice before you continue to do things to prove something to other people. Okay? Y'all, take care of yourselves out there. And remember, stay tuned to FCFVA Talk Radio. Subscribe on all podcast platforms. And make sure you subscribe on the big boy, FCFVA.com. Go on there, create your profile, register, create your profile, username and password. Then you're locked in. You never miss anything. I'm out. I'm sweating. I'm tired. I need to go get a cool cup of water or something. Y'all be good. Stay up.